You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A wise builder hears and applies the Word of God to his life so that he stands firmly through tough times. Learn more about this truth in week 16 of our series, Redefined.
Good afternoon, everyone. Before I start with my preaching today, let me just share with you what happened in the last few weeks because of our prayers. The Lord is a good God. He's an answering praying God, diba? So when you pray, He will hear you. That is why we say all you got to do is ask, and it shall be given to you. And amazing thing happens. Okay, in the last few weeks, we were able to, to minister to 1,200 police men and women. Okay, for the Philippine National Police. Okay, God is good. All right. Nakipag-partner po tayo sa government, and we were able to do yung kanilang pamilya muna program, kung saan tinuruan po natin sila kung paano maging maka-Diyos, makapamilya, makabayan, at makatao. Ito po ay ginawa natin sa ating mga location sa Metro East, Ortigas, Green Hills, Pioneer, and EN, Every Nation, Fort Bonifacio. And last Friday, October 27, yun po yung culmination nung training po nitong 1,200 police force. Right? And that day po, nakinig po sila sa message ni Director Romeo Purugan at saka ni Bishop Ferdy Kabiling. And they were able to hear the gospel, okay, in that few meetings. I think it happened in a few weeks, okay, a few weeks. And God is good. Amen? So let's continue to pray that the seed that was planted in the hearts of this police, okay, will really grow and it will bear much fruit, and fruit that would last. So, ipag-pray po natin. God is good. Amen? And not only that. And wait, there's more. Okay, para lang commercial to. Wait, there's more. Okay, not only were we able to minister to policemen, we were also able to minister as a hub. Okay, Metro East, Antipolo, Pasig, or MAP hub, yung pong churches natin. We were able to minister to public school teachers in their in-service training. Okay, spiritual nurturing po ito. Two schools in Pasig, one in Sagad High School, and San Joaquin High School. Okay, diyan po, ginana po yan sa ating center sa Pasig, wherein we taught them about faith in God. Yung passion nila kailangan ma-renew. And then we also were able to minister to teachers of San Jose High School of Antipolo, the second biggest high school in Rizal. So again, God is just opening doors for us. Okay, and then in Marikina, we were able to go to Nangka Elementary School. Again, we were able to teach the young, the teachers. Can you imagine the impact this would make if we get these teachers to understand their role? It's not just teaching. Okay, it's about crying to God and knowing their, who they are in God. And as they do that, they'll be able to help these children put their faith not in their education, not on their teachers, but on Christ. The hope of glory. Amen. Amen. So God is good. So God has been good to us. So let's continue to pray, okay, that the Lord will continue to open doors for us to bring the gospel to our community. Amen. Wow, nakakapagod yun. Alright. Okay, now, we are on our 16th week, the season finale of Sermon on the Mount. Okay? Kung yung pong mga show, may season finale. Ito yung pong ating series, may season finale. Imagine, 16 weeks. First time in history of Victory where we made this, talagang ganito kahaba po yung series natin. And today, it will be the conclusion of Redefine. Why is Jesus redefining the law, redefining what it means to live as a Christian? And so today po, we will be reading at the last part po ng Matthew chapter 7. So I would like to request everyone to please stand to their feet and let us read Matthew chapter 7. Verses 24 through 29. Please open your Bible, physical Bible, or your devices. Swipe it to Matthew chapter 7. Let's all read together. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 29. Are you there? Yes. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that you are here in our midst. And Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would break mindset, would transform hearts, and would change lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, according to what we read, with what Jesus, you know, Jesus is concluding the Sermon on the Mount. And what he's saying is simply this. Everybody is building something. Everybody's building. Say, everybody's building. Okay, as a student, you are actually building. You're building your grades. You know, if you're a high school student, you're building your career path to college. But the thing with building, though, is you can actually build thoughtfully or thoughtlessly. There was a student, you can build thoughtlessly by not, you know, by just coming to class. You don't do your assignment, you don't do your reading, you just come to class and hopefully you'll pass. Waiting it on. Or you can do all your requirements, you can do all your reading in advance, and then you can participate in classroom recitation, and then you will be building something better. Di po ba? And then when you get to college, it will be easier to go to, you know, to class. And then you, as a single professional, you build. You are also building. You're building your career. You're building your reputation. You're building your name. You're building your respect. People will see you and they will tell you who you are because of what you do. And you can build it thoughtfully. Okay, you can build thoughtfully in your career. You can go to the office or come to the office before time, and then you can leave the office after time. And can you imagine the kind of building you're doing when you do that? Instead of you being always the first to get out of the office, okay? Instead of always being the one na sabi mo, hindi po pwede mag-overtime. No? And when need arises, you know, you are building. As a business person, you're building. Again, whether you're building thoughtfully or thoughtlessly, whether you know it or not, you are building. You're building your reputation. You're building your clientele. You're building your, you know, relationship with your suppliers. You're building a reputation. You're building if you are dependable or unreliable. It all depends on what you do. But everyone builds. As a married person, you build. You know, you build relationship with your spouse. Or you can just leave it to chance. Diba? You build relationship with your in-laws. Hallelujah for in-laws. Diba? I love my in-laws. I mean, they're so loving. They're so kind. Okay? But you build. You build relationship with your children. You can do it thoughtlessly or you can do it thoughtfully. You know, you can build relationship with your children, you know, being there with them and always trying to find time and make time with them. Or you can build it thoughtlessly that someday they'll just love you. It doesn't happen that way. But you are building. Everybody is building something. Question is, what are you building? What are you building? Not only, again, the thing with building is this. It's not how fast you built. It's not how fast you build. It's how strong are you building. What are you building? Oh, sa Tagalog pa, ano bang pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon? Ano pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon? Because everybody builds. Jesus affirms that in the reading that we just did. He affirms that everybody is building. But what is the thing? Okay, in this passage, we'll be looking at three F's. Okay, three F's. Not the fish for man, follow Jesus, and fellowship with other believers. Okay, a different three F's. Okay, we'll be looking at facade. We'll be looking at foundation. And we'll be looking at future. So, again, facade. Okay, facade. When you look at facade, Sorry, ah. my fault. Ayan. Pasad. Di ba? Alam niyo kasan yan? Marikina Dutch. Di ba? Marikina Dutch palang tawag yan. No? Pasad yan eh. Harapan lang. Di ba? Pagkain dumaan ka dyan, wow! Pare-pareho. Grabe, ang ganda ng forma. Iba-ibang kulay. Pero yung loob niyan, iba. Harapan lang yan. You know, and there are times, it's a pasad. Di ba? Panakip lang. Halimbawa, there was also a time in Metro Manila, in the area of Pasay, I cannot remember who it was that came to the Philippines, but naglagay din tayo ng pasad dun sa ano, sa Pasay. Because we have to cover a lot of things, and it has to look good. It's a pasad. You know, Jesus is saying, there are people in the church that are also have a pasad. Harapan lang. Okay, what Jesus is saying is, pasad lang yan. O sa Tagalog, patsyada lang. O harapan lang. It's a pasad. Jesus is saying in this text, okay, that there are people who actually listen to His word, pero pasad lang. They can actually come to church. They actually hear the same word. They actually, know the same song. I mean, they cry during the song. I mean, they raise their hand when they're singing. They know the right words to say. I mean, it's just a facade. You see, what Jesus is saying, a simple profession doesn't mean, a sincere and genuine conversion. You can be in church all day long, or you can be in church every week. But if it's just a facade, Jesus is going to say in this context, okay, as He conclude the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus is going to say, you'll find out kung ito ba pasad lang o ito totoo. May laman ba to o shell lang ito? And that's what Jesus is saying. That is why when you look at this, you see, identical, parang two builders. When you look at these two builders, Jesus is saying, everybody builds. Everybody builds. It's the same house. It has the same bedroom. It has the same style. It has the same window. It has nothing is different with these houses. They are exactly the same, identical. But there is a facade. But Jesus is saying, how can you tell the difference? Okay? That is why in verse 24, this is what it says. Everyone who hears. Did I jump? Okay. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, say does them, will be like the one who will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So there is this one who is a wise man. A wise man is someone who thinks. Okay, a wise man is someone who's smart, who think things through. Okay, pinagpaplanuhan, nagpaplano. Another translation, NIV actually says, everyone who hears my word and put them into practice is a wise man. He's a wise man who built his house on the rock. But verse 26 also says, here's another builder. Okay, he also built. Everyone who hears these words of mine but do not put them to practice or does not do them is like a foolish man who also built his house. But he built it on the sand. So pag tinignan mo sila, identical, they're the same. Pareho sila naghukay. Pareho sila nagtrabaho. Pareho sila nagtayo ng bahay. Pareho silang kumuha ng tao to help them build the house. Pareho nilang natapos yung bahay. Pareho nilang tiniran yung bahay. Pero ang tanong, anong kaibahan? At the end of the day, people that we see in church will have to find out because only Jesus can tell kung sino po sa atin ang pasad lang o kung sino po sa atin ang totoo. We can't judge. That is why sabi nga natin in one of our topic, diba, don't be a judger. Diba? Si Jesus lang ang judge. But Jesus is now going to say that you can actually tell the difference in this passage. Now, how can we tell the difference? Okay, now we will go to the next F. We're going to look at foundation. I don't know if you've heard of this news before. This is in China. Okay, ang picture po na yan, hindi po yan nakatayo. Nakahiga po talaga yan. That's a 13-story building that collapsed. Okay, in China. Wala pa po nakatira dyan. 13-story building that collapsed. You know why? Look at that. That's the bottom part. Can you imagine? Newly built 13-story apartment. Okay, in Shanghai. Just fell apart. Okay, it didn't fell apart, but it actually buo pa. Pero buo rin, bumagsak. Why? Walang foundation. Foundation is so important. Because foundation will, you know, will prepare you and will ready you for the storms of life. You know, here's the thing. Jesus, they're saying few things that are certain in life. There are few things that are certain in life. Okay, number one, for certain, whether you like it or not, whether you're ready or not, whether you want it or not, storms will come. Storms will come. Trials will come. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you go to church every Sunday or not, storms will come. That's why foundation is so important. Because without the foundation, you'll fall. Tanong sabi ng verse. Okay? When the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, it fell. And great was the fall of it. And great was the fall of it. So the question is, why is foundation so important? Why is foundation so important? My wife is actually helping her sister. Meron po siyang pinuupahang bahay. Yung sister niya. Her sister lives in Davao. And then she has a property somewhere in Pasig. And so pinarerentahan niya po yun. Pinarerentahan. Now, pagka nagpaparenta ka ng bahay, what are some of the things you communicate to people? Paparenta ka. Anong kailangan mong ipaalam sa mga tao? Tanong po yun. Pwede po kayong sumagot. Sige po. Isigaw niyo po. Rent. Di ba rent? Importante yun. No? Baka mamaya pumunta yung pala, akala niya walang rent. Pero nakalagay for rent. Na walang rent. No. So you communicate that. What else? Ha? Agreement, ownership. Okay, ano pa? Ano pa mga sinasabi natin? Pagkain meron kayo po. Di ba, magpo-post ka sa OLX. Ano ilalagay mo doon? Terms. Ano pa? I'm sorry? Ayun, number of bedrooms. Di ba? Number of bedrooms. Ano pa? Ha? Flood free. Yun. Importante yun. Di ba? Flood free. Ano pa? Yung measurement. Di ba? Ganun kalaki. Right? Now, meron na ba kayo nakita? Meron na po na kayo nakita na nag-post sa OLX o sa sulit.com or sa Pinoy My Property PH, okay, or doon lang kahit saan yung pumunta. Meron na ba nakita na nag-post for rent, foundation, 10 feet? Wala, no? Because you never talk about foundation and yet it's so important. Because you know why? You know why foundation is so important? Because it will tell you how strong your building is. Because trials will come. Because floods will come. Because wind will blow against it and it will beat on that house. Whether you like it or not, you will experience storms. And maybe some of you here today are actually in the middle of a storm. Sama nga ng loob mo kay Lord eh. Di ba? Actually, binibigyan mo na ng ultimatum si Lord. Lord, last na to ha. Pag hindi ka pa to bino, Lord. Ewan ko na lang. Di ba? That's how we are at times. You know, because we were praying, Lord, pag na, alam mo naman, Lord, pag naipasa ko tong exam na ito, makakapunta ako America, and then maayos yung buhay ng pamilya ko. Tapos yung result, bumagsak ka. Or meron kang gusto i-lay down na ng intention mo to, you know, wala pa naman, no? Okay. No, and then yung pala, bigla mo napalitaan, meron na palang girlfriend. Ah, girlfriend, boyfriend. Malaking problema yun. Okay. So, sometimes you pray and you get all these trials. You're praying for good business and then what you get is bad business. You're praying for healing and all you get is sickness. Okay, you get all this pain in your body. And now, and you're saying, this is too difficult. What is going on? I thought pag naging Christian ako, okay na lahat. No, Jesus never promised that. In fact, last week, ang sabi natin, Christianity is not easy, but it's simple. Because Jesus said, if you walk in that narrow road, it's going to be hard. Say hard. And then Jesus says, here is saying that we will experience all kinds of storm from all sides. Parang yung rain coming from above. Yung wind is all across. And yung flood coming from below. So you get beaten up from all sides. Okay? And that's a promise. If there's something that Jesus promised, He promised that life will be difficult. Kaya minsan, yung being comfortable is overrated. But we all want that. Kaya minsan, nabibigla tayo, namamangha ka, biglang may trial sa buhay mo, nagbipray ka, tapos nasa mo kay Lord, nagsisimba naman ako every Sunday, meron akong victory group, nag-inago one-to-one ako, nag-victory weekend ako, bakit ganito pa, Lord? Bakit ganitong nangyayari sa buhay? Bakit ako pa, Lord? And yet, Jesus never said that. On the contrary, Jesus said, it will be hard. It will be difficult. Because rain will come. The storms will come. Here's another picture. See that house nung may naka-araw, ha? Tingnan niyo pong mabuti. Okay. This was before Typhoon Ike in the US. They don't call it typhoon. They call it, how do you say that? Hurricane. Hurricane. Okay. Kaya sabi ko, typhoon na lang. Eh. Diba? Pareho rin naman yun. Iba lang ang pangalan. Alright? Typhoon Ike. That was before Typhoon Ike. Okay? When Typhoon Ike actually hit that place in the US, this is what happened. Only that house with an arrow was left standing. That's how important foundation is. That's how it looks like. Merong konting repair, pero it stood through the storms and hurricane. Why? You know the difference? The difference was all the houses around that area were built before the new building code was implemented. And the owner of the house actually lost their house a few years back and wanted to make sure that their house will stand storms of life. So you know what he did? He followed everything that the building code said. He followed the standard. And when that storm I came, all his neighbors lost their homes except him. That's how important foundation is. Hello? Then the other house, ito yung description ng house na yun. When the rain came, the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Identical house. Parehong pareho. Pareho ng fasad. Pareho ng itsura. Pareho ng rooms, pareho ng quality, pero magkaibahan yung foundation. That's why the other house, and it came, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house on the sand, and great, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Same beginning, different ending. Jesus is saying, floods will come, storms will come, rains will come. Everyone is building, but what are you building? How are you building? It's not how fast you build, it's how strong you're building. So the question is, how can we build a solid rock foundation? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang may dinadaan ng unos yan sa buhay nila? Wala naman. Diba? Mukhang chillax eh. Wala naman. Di ba? But the question is, because, you know, whether you like it or not, again, whether we're ready or not, whether we believe it or not, storms will come. Ano ba yung mga storms? Well, storms could be sickness. You know, some people, you know, crisis in life. Yung all of the time, inaasahan mong pambahin ng tuition, biglang nawala. Di ba? O yung naglalakad ka sa kalye, hinold up ka, nawala yung pambahayad mo sa school. Maganda ba, the following day, naglakad ka the same place, hinold up ka ulit. Actually, true story, and I was talking to one of the couple just few days ago, and she was telling us a story, okay? Nag-aaral siya somewhere, hindi na po na, itatago na lang po natin yung lugar, no? Para hindi na po, ano, lagyan na lang po natin yung initial. Hindi, wag na rin. Okay? And she was walking over sa overpass. Marami naman pong overpass, eh, no? Hindi po malapit dito. Alright? So, she was walking in the overpass and then he rolled up siya. Okay, ginawa, sinabi sa kanya, cellphone. Binigyan niya yung cellphone. Wallet. Binigyan niya yung wallet. Sabi niya, pengi, bigyan mo lang pamasahe. Okay? Oh, sige, binigyan pamasahe. Okay, umuwi na siya. The following day, dumaan ulit siya doon. He rolled up ulit siya. At yan nung, cellphone. Wala po akong cellphone. Niloloko mo ko, ate. Cellphone. Wala po akong cellphone. Paano ko? Kau-hold up ko lang po kahapon. Sabi sa kanya, wallet. Binigyan niyang wallet. Pero ang ginawa niya, wais. Naglagay ng dalawang wallet sa bag. Yung isang wallet para sa hold upper, isang wallet para sa kanya. How did we get there? That is building solid foundation. Okay, you need to know. Because storms will come. Whether you're ready for it or not, whether you believe it or not, it will come. You'll be tested. Your profession will be tested. Do you really believe in Jesus? It's easy to say, I believe in Jesus when everything is great. When all your prayers are being answered. When you don't fail any of your subjects. When you don't go through a terror professor. Okay? It's so easy to say, I love Jesus when you and your spouse are having fun. When there's, pagka walang tampuhan. Di ba? It's so much easier to praise Jesus and be in church when you feel okay. How can we have a solid rock foundation? Well, the text will tell us that. Balik tayo sa umpisa. Everyone then. Okay? You know, amazing. Huh? In ESV, ginamit is then. Okay? Everyone then who hears this word. Okay? That word then is actually therefore. In the original Greek. Therefore. So Jesus is really concluding his message. See, now you have two builders. You have two foundations. But how do you build the right foundation? And Jesus is saying, if everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Okay? Practice. That's what it means. Who does them. Ibig mo sabihin, who puts them into practice. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know the Beatitudes. Di ba? Pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. Pastor, ang hirap niyan. Yung kaibigan nga, ang hirap mahalin, kaaway pa. Di ba? And then Jesus is saying, you know, do not look at a woman with lust, because lust equals adultery. Anger equals murder. And then Jesus is saying all these things, and then Jesus said, if you put this into practice, if you apply them, you'll be, you know, you'll be like a man who built his house on the rock. On the other hand, he said, and anyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man. You know that word foolish? In Greek is where we get the word moron. Moron means stupid. Moron means who does not think. Who build thoughtlessly. Who build by just leaving everything to chance. It's like a man who built his house on the sand. What's interesting is when Jesus was telling this story, yung mga tao sa nasa harap niya can actually relate, because they were by the Sea of Galilee. And during summertime, in Galilee, the sand are hard rock. Or rock hard. Baliktad, hard rock hard. Okay, matigas po yung lupa ron sa Galilee. Okay, during summer, na pwede kang mag-build doon, akala mo matigas, okay na. But a smart builder will, you know, will dig deep down, mga 10 feet. And for you to reach the, you know, the bedrock. Yung bedrock. Diba, kailangan mo yun eh. Kasi pag hindi mo natamaan yung bedrock when you're building a foundation, bababa ng bababa yung lupa. Okay, kaya nga, diba yung sa France, yung paboritong tower doon? Yung tower na nakatabingi. Diba? Tower of? Oh, Tower of Pisa, diba? You know, they started with the wrong foundation. And when they were building it, when, nung tinatayo pa ng yung first story, lumulundo na. Pero hindi nila tinigilan, itunuloy pa rin nila. It's the wrong foundation. But how do we build the right foundation? Jesus is saying, the only way to build the right foundation is one word. Obedience. Both heard the word. Everyone heard the word. Everyone built the house. Exact same house. But the other one did not obey. The other one heard the word of Jesus and did it. The other one heard the word of Jesus and ignored it. Not that he didn't know, but he ignored it. Obedience is the dividing line. There are people in church today who can actually deceive us because they say the right words, they sing the right songs, they profess the Bible. But hanggang dun lang yun. You know, if you will not obey, if you will not do and put into practice everything we talked about in the last 16 weeks, sinayang lang po natin yung araw natin. And Jesus said, if you obey my word, yes, the storms will come. But the promise is, you will be able to withstand the storm. Amen? Palapakan natin si Jesus. Because obedience is the dividing line between people who just listen and people who obeys and follow. But the question is, why is it so difficult for all of us to obey? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that sometimes ang hirap mag-obey? Diba? Why is it so difficult? Well, there are a few reasons I'll give you today. Okay, tatlong reasons lang po. Marami po putong reasons. Pero I can think of three that can actually summarize all of our reasonings why we don't obey God. Number one, it's too hard. Pastor, that is too hard. It's too hard to love my enemies. It's too hard to turn the other cheek. It's too hard pag nga merong ano, pastor, pag nga may sumisingit sa akin, nagdadrive ako, siningitan ako. It's too hard not to make singit also. That's too hard. O parang sinasabi mo, yung mga millennial ngayon, walang where pa. Naman, that's why you can't do it. Or sometimes naman, ang sinasabi natin, this is what we think, the reason why we don't obey God's word is because we think we know better. Diba? Jesus, you want me to honor my parents? Jesus, hindi mo lang alam. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung pinagdaraanan ko. Hindi mo alam yung tatay ko, lasenggo. Yung nanay ko, martir. And then you want me to honor my parents? Hello? You just don't know. Or some of us are saying, Jesus, you don't know how, you know, kung gaano kahirap yung ginawa sa akin ng tao na yun. Kung gaano kasakit at kalalim ang sugat sa aking puso. Kung alam mo lang, Jesus, kung alam mo lang kung gaano kasakit, hindi mo rin siya ipo-forgive. It's too, you know, we know better. We tell Jesus, we know better. Sometimes business, but Jesus, you don't know how business is like in the Philippines. Okay? You have no idea saan napupunta yung taxes namin. That is why, dalawa yung tax ko. Okay? Dalawa yung libro ko. Meron libro para sa akin, meron libro para sa PIR. Hello? Why is that? Because we think we know better. You don't understand my situation at home, Jesus. You want me? You want me to love my wife? Hello? Di ba kaya kung ano yan? Kung millennial ba yan? Pet Malu! Pet Malu ka? Or sometimes naman, the reason why we don't obey God is simply because we are rebellious. Di ba? Sabi ni Jesus, this is the way to go? Ayan ba, Jesus? Oh, sige, dito ka. Parang ano lang yan? Lordy. Ikaw na, tol. Ikaw na, kya? Ikaw na. Yung pong mga hindi nakakaintindi ng kaparentesis po, kausapin nyo na lang po yung mga apo nyo, ha? Papaliwanag po nila sa inyo kung ano yan. Ngayon, kung hindi po, okay na lang po, doon na lang po kayo sa walang parentesis, ha? Doon sa naiintindihan natin. Right? But that's the reason why, okay? The reason why it's so difficult for us to obey is because of those things. Faith confession without application is a mere delusion. Delusion yan. You don't believe me? Go to James chapter 1, verse 22. Please open your Bible so that you can see it yourself. I'm not making this up. James, sa wikang Tagalog, Santiago, kapitulo 1, versikulo 22. Hindi ko nga alam bakit naging Santiago eh, in James. Basta James, layo James, Santiago. Okay, sige. James na lang, para nagkakaintindihan tayo lahat. James, chapter 1, are you there? Verse 22. I want us all to find it, and because I want us all to read it. Because faith confession without application is a mere delusion. Because even the devil believes God and shudder. The demons believe God and they are afraid. Tayo nga, iba eh. Naniniwala kayo, pero hindi tayo natatakot. Sila natatakot. Are you there? Okay, let's all read it together, okay? 1, 2, 3, go. Let's do that again, okay? 1, 2, 3, go. Be doers of the word and not deceiving. It's a delusion. Have you been here and you're not applying what the Bible is saying to love your wife, to honor your father and your mother, to love your neighbor as yourself, to forgive, to be excellent in everything that we do? If we're not doing that, we are deceiving ourselves. And you know what? When testing comes, it will show. It will show what we are made of. There is a fundamental difference between believing what Jesus said and obeying what Jesus said. Two different things. Meron nga nagkwento, yung tatay, inutusan yung mga anak. Sabi niya sa mga anak niya, mga anak, pumunta siya sa kwarto, ang kudugulo ng kwarto. Ang sinabi niya sa mga anak niya, mga anak, pag uwi ko mamayang hapon, gusto ko itong kwarto na to malinis. So ang command ng tatay, clean this room. Okay? So ang ginawa, umalis yung tatay, ginawa ng mga bata, tinawagan yung kanyang mga kaibigan. At pinag-usapan nila kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng clean this room. Talagang pinag-isipan nila. So pagdating ng tatay, 5 p.m., excited sila. Sabi niya, tayo buti na nang umuwi ka na. Bakit? Dahil, di ba sinabi mo, clean this room? Yes, tama. Yan sinabi mo. Very good. Okay, so ginawa niyo. Naku tayo, hindi lang yan. Pinag-usapan po na, dinabitihan namin yan the whole day. Gumawa kami ng poster, clean this room. Okay? Tapos alam ba tayo kung anong Greek ng clean? Inaral namin. Pinag-aralan namin. Pero, hindi nila nakulinis yung kwarto. Sometimes we're like that. We know all the Greek word and all the things about the command of God. But we're simply not obeying it. Jesus wants us to obey His word. You want to build a strong foundation? Obey God's word. Obedience, though, is not an assurance of protection from storm, but protection in the storm. Pansin nyo sa story, yung nag-obey, saka hindi nag-obey, also, they went through the same thing. They went through the same trial. They went through the same flood, the same storm, the same wind. The difference is, the other one withstood it. So what Jesus never promised a storm-free life, but a storm-proof life. So are we now saying, Pastor, so good works na po tayo? Kailangan good works para ma-save ka? No. That's not what we're saying. Jesus never said that we should do and save ourselves. Jesus kept on saying, put your faith in me, repent and believe in me. That's what Jesus is saying. So the reason why we obey God, I want to quote Tim Keller on this one. Okay, Tim Keller says, religion says, I obey, therefore, I am accepted by God. The gospel says, I am accepted by God through Christ, therefore, I obey. As we end, I want to call the worship team to come up and we will worship together. But I'm not done yet. Okay, I'm just calling them so that they can get ready. All right? Okay. Verse 28 and 29 says this. When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds, were astonished. They were astonished. They were perplexed. They were mesmerized. They actually applauded Jesus and said, Petmalu! Master Lodi! I mean, they were mesmerized. They were astonished. They would say, wow! No one teaches the way he did. But the problem is, they remained the crowd. They were still the crowds. They were just the crowds. They were just listening, but they never had the intention to follow what Jesus is saying. Hello? In the last 16 weeks, were you astonished? Or were you obeying the words of Christ? See, Jesus said in Luke 6, this is the amazing thing. Luke 6 is the same story. The same thing. Jesus, Luke 6, when you go home, you read it, okay? Because it's the same story we read today. But Jesus is saying to Jesus, the most important thing is you call him Lord, Lord. He said, Jesus started this story by saying, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you. You call me Lord, but you don't obey me. storms will come. When you don't obey me, you'll crash. When you obey me, you will stand. To summarize, everybody builds, but not all buildings will stand the storms of life. Only the ones that have the right foundation. And what is the right foundation? Obedience to Christ's word. Obedience to Christ's word. Jesus said, storms is certain, it will come. But he also promised that if you obey his word, you'll be able to withstand the storm. Why don't you bow down your heads and close your eyes? Because I want to pray for a group of people today. Maybe you're here today and you are going through the storms of life. Maybe it's crisis. You have a crisis in your life. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's relationship. Maybe it's your relationship with your spouse. Or maybe it's your relationship with your children. Maybe it's a relationship with your co-worker. Or maybe it's a wrong relationship that needs to end. You're in a storm right now. And you just want to be encouraged. You're on the right track. Keep obeying God. Keep doing what is right. Keep honoring Him. You can do it. If that's you, you're in a storm right now. You're going through the storm right now. And you just want people to pray for you. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, would you just raise your hand so I can pray for you? Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the humility of this people. For the humility of this people to come before you, Lord God, whatever storm they are going through right now. Lord, thank you that your word promised that they'll be able to stand this storm. Lord, even this, if the storm will beat against them, Lord God, they'll be able to stand. Not because they're strong, but because you are strong. Because you are their foundation. Because you are the rock. Lord, I pray for your grace to be upon these people right now. Lord, I pray that they will have the faith to believe that you are with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Strengthen them right now. Strengthen their faith right now. Remind them right now, Lord, of your word. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Put your hands down now. Another group of people I want to pray for, maybe you're here today and the storm had passed and you actually saw that your foundation is weak. Actually, the reason why you know is because ang laki ng galit mo kay God ngayon. Nagtatampo ka kay God. And God is telling you, come to me. Come back. Rebuild, rebuild, rebuild your foundation. Obey my word. Stop compromising. Stop compromising. If that's you, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, would you just raise your hands quickly and then just put it down? Because I do not want to embarrass you. Lord, you see the hands of those people, Lord God, right now, Lord, who are in a situation wherein they are angry at you, they're afraid, Lord, they're frustrated, they're at the brink of giving up their faith in you. But Lord, I pray, may you remind them that only obedience to your word will they be able to withstand the storm that they're going through and that they have gone through and that they're going to go through right now. Last group of people I want to pray for today. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you have not been obeying Jesus. And the first command that Jesus asked or said is repent and believe in me. While everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, maybe you're here and you've never really surrendered your life to Jesus. He died for you. And even the choice to believe Him does not come from you. It comes from Him. The faith to believe Him. It's not our work. It's His work. If you're here today while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, but today you want to give your life to Jesus for the first time, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just all raise our hands to the Lord right now. Lord, I just want to thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that your word says that when we obey your word, Lord, we will be able to withstand whatever storm that comes our way. Lord, help us, Lord God, to believe that by faith. And Lord, help us, Lord God, not to be discouraged and Lord, be sidetracked by the world and to thinking that there is a better way. There is no better way. You're the best way. And Lord, I pray that you would give us that faith to believe you. And Lord, I pray that even as we leave this place, may you make us a blessing to people, to show them the way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.